deserve. Amen.
Amen.
Why is that? For God so loved the world.
Yes.
That He gave. I'm glad tonight that God did love the world. I'm glad He loved the church.
Right.
Ephesians 5:25. Amen. But then I'm glad He loved me.
Yes.
Personally. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we love Him, because He first loved us.
Amen.
Amen.
If we'd ever get a hold of the thing that God really loves us, I do understand tonight. I'll be honest with you, I can probably more understand the wrath of God than I can the love of God.
Sure.
My life, amen.
Amen.
Me personally. It's hard to explain and preach on the love of God. Do you realize we need to realize tonight that God does love us?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad tonight. I know that my family loves me. I got friends that love me, but I'm glad tonight to know that God loves me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If He's never chastised you, you're not one of His. Amen.
That's right.
But I'm glad tonight to know that God loves us. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I go to 2 Samuel chapter 23. Coming down the road, and I got to thinking about this chapter coming to the meeting here, and things begin to pop out to me. I hollered for Daniel in back of the bus. I said, "Get up here." He began to help me to write things down as it came to my mind, because I know me, I'll forget it. Amen.
Amen.
And I said, write this down, and then he began to add a little bit. So it's between me and him. Amen. And the Lord started giving me some stuff. And I feel this is the way the Lord will have us to go tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 23. I begin reading verse number 13. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 13. The Bible says, "And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. And the troops and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephathim. David was then in an hole." You ever been there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been in a hole, didn't know which way to go?
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where to turn to, you couldn't go out, you couldn't come in.
Yep, right.
You got the enemy on the outside in the valley. David was discouraged.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, the Bible did say that David, some of his men on the time or two, threatened to stone him and get rid of him, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. And there's going to be times that family ain't going to be able to encourage you.
Right.
You want them to.
Sure.
They might want to stone you, but get rid of you.
Yeah, right.
There's going to be times that friends don't encourage you.
Right.
There's going to be times that your pastor can't encourage you. I'm glad tonight, as David said, that he encouraged himself in the Lord.
Amen.
You realize tonight there's going to be times in your life you've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. How do you do that? Think about God. Think about what He's done for you. Amen. Where He's brought you from.
Amen.
And what He's done for you in your life. Amen. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. David, no doubt, went back and thought how God helped him as a teenage boy at the kill of Goliath, amen. And he had some victories in his life. Have you ever had victories in your life that you can go back in the past? Victories where God helped you and brought you out, amen. I'm glad tonight, thanks be to God, I've got some victories in my personal life that God has brought me out, amen. And God has helped me in these past victories.
Amen.
And because of that, David encouraged himself in the Lord. That ain't in my notes here, but that was good. Amen. I thought
Amen.
It was.
That's real good.
David in the harvest time into the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines fixed in the valley of Rephathim. David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed. You ever longed for something? And said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate.
Yes.
You ever long for something?
Oh, yeah.
David longed for a particular drink.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just from any well.
Right.
No doubt, no doubt there was other wells there.
Right, sure.
But it was a particular well that David longed for.
Yes.
The Bible says, and the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it. And brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. I want to preach tonight on this thought of being poured out unto the Lord.
Amen.
Now you got to realize now what's happening. David was king of Israel. And I've studied the life of David. David was a great character in the Bible. He was a man of war.
Yep, right.
David was a man that loved God.
Yep.
We could talk about a lot of decisions and bad decisions that David made. But David writes from the book of Psalms that, oh, how I love the Lord.
Yep.
Now, you realize tonight, I really believe that every one of us sitting here tonight, I love the Lord. But not everybody loves the Lord the same way. The Bible teaches and tells us that God said about this man David, and that he said about no other man, that David was a man after my own heart. It's one thing for another man to say something like that about another man. But hey, can you imagine the God of heaven, the God that created the universe, had said about David, he was a man after my own heart. Amen. Hey, David was chosen by God to be king. We know and we study how Saul, God had rejected Saul being king under decisions that he made. You realize tonight it's very important, the decisions that you make, that you put God first in every decision. Your decisions that you make can follow you the rest of your life. Amen. It's important that you and I make the right decisions in our life. David had the hand of God upon him. Now, you study his life, of course, we know the world looked at David as the shepherd boy grown up.
Right.
We know when David went to the battle, his brother said, where are those few little sheep?
Yeah.
It didn't mean much to
to the brothers.
That's right.
But it meant a lot to David.
Amen.
And he left another man in charge of those sheep.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because they belonged to David.
Right.
They didn't belong to the brothers. They didn't belong. David was a shepherd. David was the one of their responsibility. David was the one that took care of the sheep.
That's right.
You realize tonight, I'm glad to report that there's a God in heaven that takes care of the sheep. Amen. I realize that God has given us pastors. Amen. And they're the under-shepherd. But aren't you glad tonight for the great shepherd? Amen. That lead us and to guide us and to help us. Amen. I'm glad tonight for the great shepherd, the good shepherd, amen. And help you and I when we need help, amen. I'm glad he'll not leave you there alone. I'm glad, brother, he'll help you in the storms of life. He'll help you in the valley. He'll help you in the troubles of life, amen. It comes our way.
Amen.
That's the good shepherd. That's the great shepherd.
Yeah.
Man looked at David as the shepherd boy. But God saw him as a king.
Right.
You study the life of David. Remember, Samuel shows up. We preached a little bit Sunday night about Samuel. What a great man of God Samuel was. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all these your boys? I got one.
Yeah.
Even the father, the daddy, did not think about David until the prophet said, 'These ain't your one. You got another one?'"
Yeah.
I tell you now, I'm glad God's got another one.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen,
preacher.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you think, brother, you're the only one tonight that's trying to live for God and serve God? Don't you dare think tonight you're the only one that's got trouble in your life. Don't you dare think tonight you're the only one down in the valley.
Right.
Hey, I'm glad to report tonight, regardless of valley, regardless of what you go through, there's a God in heaven that's helpless.
Amen.
But will we need help tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Here David is. Samuel says, "You're not going to sit down until we see him."
Come on.
Samuel says, "Go and fetch him." That means there's a Greek one to eat.
Hurry up. Amen, preacher. Amen.
You're not going to eat. You're not going to drink.
Right.
So we see.
Come on.
I can see all your brothers sitting. You know, I can imagine him scoffing and mocking. Yeah, right. The old teenage boy.
Right.
Going to be king. God told Samuel, "Don't look on the out." You know what our problem is tonight? We're looking too much on the outward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't see your heart. I tell you what, actions does speak out.
That's
right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes. That Bible says, "By their fruit you shall know them."
Right.
I'm persuaded to believe tonight there's a lot of people sitting in pews across the nation tonight that is lost as they should be. Amen.
Yes.
I'm telling you what God said, like Samuel said, "Go again." I can imagine Samuel, how he begins to look across the field and he sees David. And brother, he says, "That's the one." Amen. He's the one that God had appointed to be king.
Right. Amen.
The Bible says that they anointed him with oil.
Oh,
right.
Imagine that oil.
That's good.
Begin to pour.
Right.
You know the thing about your Bible, that holds a time.
Yes.
I'm a holy ghost.
Amen.
I believe you ever got oil on you. hardly get it off.
Yeah.
It'll stick to you, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you try to rub. Hey, I've been tired. I got it. You got a diesel to get that old black hole.
Oh, yeah.
How long it? It takes more than both those going to get it. Amen.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It takes more than all this stuff. And there's several days I wear out that old oil. I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost of God had all these people in here. I mean, that's what we need tonight. It's the law. Have a run over us.
Amen.
It's all over us. And the next thing you do, everything you touch gets old.
Amen. Amen. Amen, preacher. Amen.
We're all part of this tonight. We're running on everything but oil.
Uh-oh.
How long are we going this time?
You're right.
Preach on, brother.
That's what we have.
You're right.
We ain't got no oil. You know what happens when you ain't got oil in the vehicle?
Oh.
It blows up.
Right.
You know why a lot of people blowing up in churches?
Uh-oh.
You ain't got no oil.
Good preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
You like an old engine, bless God. Amen. That's a knocking. That's that trouble. Amen. How many times you find out later on that old vehicle was on top of the road? Why? It was running out of oil.
Like
a lot of God's people not out of church because they ain't got no oil.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. Believe whatever you want to. We need some oil of the Holy Ghost of God.
Yeah.
Be all over us. Amen. How many, no matter what we do, it'll rub off on somebody else.
Yeah.
It might rub off on the wife. It might rub off on the kids. It might run over into the church. Amen. We just get some oil in us.
Right.
From the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I can imagine Samuel getting to pour that oil.
Right.
On David. You got to realize David was a good child.
Yeah.
He didn't quite know what all was happening. Lord, no.
Come on.
He knew something was going on.
Yes, sir.
God rejected all them other brothers.
Right.
God saw something in David.
Yeah.
What does God see in us?
Well,
I mean, we can preach. I'm all for it. We need God. I'm telling you what, tonight we're doing things without God. We're doing things without the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We ain't got no power when we think we do. And we think when God shows up here, I can't want that. He showed up here tonight, amen. And we sit there and, you know, we think, well, it's just another service. No. God's wanting to do something here tonight. God wanted to do something last night. And why ain't we? Brother, I'm telling you, we're running low on the oil. And we need the oil flowing in us.
Good preaching.
Amen.
Like to see Samuel. They can begin to anoint David. As we study the life of David, we realize a lot of things happened in David's life.
Right.
You study his life, he waited up a whole lot of time in the cave of adultery.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Saul.
You're right.
Right.
Well,
after his trail.
Right.
David got discouraged. You know what he said? One day I'll fall at the head of the song. So David was familiar in the cave.
Wow. Mm.
David spent some time in the cave. There may be times in your life spiritually you might be in the cave.
Yep.
Of a dawn.
Yes, sir.
That don't mean your back's slid. But there's a cave. David had to run to that cave often. Cave speaks of several things. It can speak of safety.
Right?
David knew a lot of things about all that. He talked about the rock.
Yeah.
That capital R, that was God Himself, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'm glad tonight. There's a cave. When the world comes to running after me, I got a cave. Yeah. I can run to it.
Yeah.
I'm glad tonight. Our rock ain't like their rock. Amen. My rock is a good rock. It's a big rock. Amen. And I'm glad. I'm a child of God. I've got a rock I can go to.
Amen.
Amen. David was familiar with this cave. In this cave, you'll find men that showed up. You see, you go to, I think it's 1 Samuel chapter 22, I think it is. These men came to the cave. You see, you might be in a cave tonight. God might have you there for a reason.
Yeah.
Their king was in a cave. There were some men that was in distress.
Yep.
Right.
1 Samuel 22. Yeah, in verse 1. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren, all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. These men were nobodies. Nobody knew nothing about these men. But we come to the book of 2 Samuel. These men, no doubt, some of them were still with him.
Yeah.
Even in David's failures.
Come on.
I am not condoning sin, but even in David's failures, the men was with him.
Right. Yes, sir.
They didn't condone what he did.
Nope.
David paid greatly for his sin.
Right.
But the men stayed with him.
Yes.
Good preaching.
I understand there's times I know about having to take a stand, different things and all that. But God help us tonight. Hey, they keep doing it over and over and over. There's something wrong, amen. But I'm telling you what, even in David's failures, there may come times in a pastor's life he'll have failures.
Sure.
I'm not saying get out involved in wicked, ungodly sin. But you're going to see his failures, but stay behind the man of God.
Yes, sir.
When the man of God sees your failures,
yes,
you know what you're going to need is a man of God.
Yes.
And David, through his failures, through his problems, those mighty men.
Yep.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's
right. Amen. It's good.
When a church goes through a storm, you're going to need some mighty men.
Right. Yes.
There's enough already. Went off the deep end.
Yes, sir.
We don't need no more.
Right.
We need some men and women.
Come on.
That'll stick to the stuff.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. But
these mighty men. I love this chapter. These mighty men, they were in valor. They were in faith. They were anointed with the power of God.
Right.
They were men of valor. They were warriors.
Yes.
They fought with David.
Yes.
Amen.
They fought without David. We stayed at the palace.
Yep.
You know why they did that? Because they loved the king.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
How much tonight do you love the King? I'm not talking about David.
Right. Right.
I'm talking about God Jehovah.
Yeah.
How much tonight do we really love the King tonight? In our distress.
Right.
In our discouragement. Amen. In our discontentment. That he still loved the King.
Yeah.
God help you and I tonight to love the King.
Amen.
These men followed David before he was anything.
Right.
And before they were anything, we need men tonight and women how to stick with God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That a stick with the man of God.
Yes, sir.
That a stand for the truth.
Amen.
Yes, amen. You see, tonight, these mighty men show us what our proper relationship ought to be with the Lord.
Yes.
As right. His followers.
Right.
And be soldiers of the cross.
Yes.
We need young people tonight that'll stand up and be a soldier of the cross.
Amen.
It ain't the generation of tomorrow. It's the generation of today.
Right. Amen.
Don't you ever believe that you cannot stand for God.
Right.
Right.
As a teenage boy or a teenage lady.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The problem is when them birds preach that stuff, they ain't got none that'll do it.
Right.
You can do it.
Can.
Right.
You do not have to go and live like the world.
Right.
Amen.
You don't have to do what they do.
Amen.
You don't have to shack up.
Amen.
Amen. Hello.
Amen.
You don't have to live that way.
Nope.
You don't have to drive tribe of booze.
Nope.
You don't have to do
good
the drugs.
Amen.
Nope. Now we hear their testimonies and we think we got to be that way. I got news for you. The best life is to sell out with your
God.
Give your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Live for Him.
Yes.
Give your
yes.
all
yes.
We got enough. Nobody else leaves. We have enough to leave.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to go the way the world.
That's right.
You don't have to leave this church.
That's right.
Go to another denomination.
That's right.
Or a non-denomination.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You can live for God if you want to.
Right, sir.
Problem is, and the question is, do you want to?
That's right. Amen.
When?
Amen.
Good.
Is your want to big or is it little? Is your want to? But peer pressure will change your peers.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
They say, Proverbs says when they come to go with us, I ain't going.
Right.
You ought to learn the word no.
Amen.
Let's say, try this. Say,
yeah.
I don't belong to you. I belong to God.
Amen. Yeah.
I belong for my God.
Yeah.
My heart belongs to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My heart belongs to the church of the living God.
Yeah.
I've been bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't have to live the way they live.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
The problem is tonight, I understand this generation deals with things that we've never dealt with growing up.
Right.
They don't know the America that we knew about.
That's right. Amen.
You can still live for God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hey, we still need to. This generation still needs to see God and Christ in us.
Yes, sir.
It is worth, regardless of what happens, regardless of what the world does, regardless of what family does, it's still worth living for God.
Yes.
It's still worth selling out to Him.
Yes.
It's still worth giving your all to Him.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
The
These mighty men stayed with David through thick and thin.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible talks about these men. Gives their names. Hallelujah. You go to chapter 23 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word is in my tongue."
Whoa.
His last words.
Yeah.
You believe whatever you want to, David got right with the Lord.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Whoa.
God wasn't done with him. Some of the psalms that we have. One of the greatest psalms. It don't mean much to people that ain't there backslid. Psalm 51, the very chapter.
Oh, my.
Amen.
David writes that. You're backslid from Psalm 51.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
David, here he is there with the last words. But David, coming to the end of his life, reading this chapter, you'll find, and he remembered those mighty men. May not seem like it, but one day, if your pastor stays here, you're going to get old. He's about to come close to it now, he said.
Yeah. It's
catching
me. Yes.
Is he going to be able to look back and think about you? Are you going to have to say, as Demas had forsaken me, having loved his present world?
Mm-hmm.
David never forgot these mighty men.
No, sir.
No.
Coming to the end of his life, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost of God, David begins to talk about all these men.
Yep.
I ain't going to mention all of them, but there was three that was special to David. No doubt all of them were. Even at the last part of that chapter, you find the one he talks about that he didn't forget when he stole his wife. He never forgot him.
That's right.
Uriah, the Hittite.
You
see, tonight, those men were precious in his eyes.
Yes, sir.
They helped him in the battle. Even when David wasn't in the battle,
yep. Yep. Right.
He remembered them.
Right, sir.
Amen.
I want to preach just for a minute on being poured out unto the Lord. What made these men do what they did? First of all, they were submitted to the king. What are you submitted to? I'm going to tell you something tonight. Every one of us sitting in here submitted to something.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
True.
I don't care how old you are tonight. You're submitted.
True.
Right.
Don't you misunderstand surrender and submission to the difference.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You'll never find the word surrender, no word found in that Bible.
Nope.
We use it, I've used it, and I understand the terminology. There's a difference when you submit.
Yes.
You see, you can be made to surrender, and God ain't going to make you surrender.
You're right. You're right, preacher.
Amen.
They were submitted.
Yep.
To the king.
Right.
You and I tonight ought to be submitted to our king.
we're submitted to one thing.
Right. Amen.
God, help us tonight to be submitted to the King.
Amen.
Amen.
These men were submitted to their king. You see, the king had a desire. David wanted water. He just said, oh, that one would go and give me a drink of the well at Bethlehem from Jacob's well. He was thirsty.
Yeah.
He desired water. What do you desire tonight? As much as we're submitted to something, you have a desire in your heart. Every one of us tonight have a desire. And God, help us to have the right desire. The right desire to be pleasing to the Lord. I see that they had a desire to the king. But then they had the king's direction.
Right.
He just didn't say any water.
That's right.
You didn't realize they knew where the water was.
Amen.
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 That's good.
They didn't have to go searching for it. They didn't have to ask David, where is it at? I don't know where the well's at. Oh, no. David said, oh, he never asked them to go and get it.
Right. Come on.
He said, only one. He just had a wish.
That's it.
That's it.
He didn't ask these great men to go and give him water.
Nope.
He had a desire.
Amen.
He just wanted a cup of water.
Yeah.
That's all David wanted.
Yeah.
He did not expect, you realize tonight, God don't expect a whole lot out of us except just to be faithful.
That's good.
Amen.
These men were faithful to David.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
They loved him with all their heart. When David was right, when David was wrong, they loved him.
Yes, they did. Right. Amen.
You see, tonight, the king's desire. You see, the king's direction. Well, I tell you tonight, we've got a direction. Amen. We're not to look at the things of this world, but we're to look to the other world.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a new heaven. And a new earth, the former things have passed away. I'm glad for the child of God. We've got a new direction.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Then you see the king's dwelling place.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
His dwelling place was Jerusalem. I read my Bible right. We got a new Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Coming down.
On the way.
Hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
amen. Yeah.
Preach this all night if I had the breath and the strength. Amen.
Yeah.
But they were submitted to the king.
Yes.
Hey, Brother Joe, are you submitted to the king? Hey, look, how about you submitted? Daniel, we are you submitted to the king? You see, you're this generation.
Yep,
that's right.
If you're not submitted now, you ain't going to be submitted later.
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's good.
What the verse Bible says, much given, much is required.
Uh-huh.
You know too much now.
Yes, sir.
You know too much about God.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I'm such a man. I'd like to say it that way. You know too much about church.
Yep.
You know too much about the power of God. You know too much about the presence of God.
Right.
You know too much what God has done for you in your home, in your life. I tell you what, you might be stuck in that cave of the door, but remember the king. Amen. The king has something for you to do. May not be a preacher. We need somebody to win.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank God for women.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, tonight it seems as though we got more mighty women than we have mighty men.
Yep.
Amen.
And we need lead some men, yes, how to stand up and be submitted to the king.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Then I see their submission, but I see their sacrifice.
Right.
Their love for the king, but then their life. Do you realize they put themselves in jeopardy of their own life? No doubt these men had wives. They had children. But they loved the king.
Right.
And they was willing to die so their king can have some water.
Right. Amen.
He told you right there.
It's good.
We willing to die for our king. Take a cup of water to the souls of men. Just a cup of water. That's all David wanted.
That's right.
You see, they loved their king.
Yep.
But their life was in jeopardy. The king didn't put them in jeopardy.
No.
They put themselves in jeopardy before the king.
Right.
Amen.
You know what our number one goal and our number one concern ought to be? The king.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Not what my pastor. Hey, if the pastor's right with God and you're pleasing to the king, the pastor will be thankful for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But all right, what are we doing for the king? Their love, their life. They sacrificed their liberty. You realize they went in enemy territory.
Right.
Knowing the consequences, they didn't compromise. But they had to go through the enemy territory.
Right.
The Philistines, they were all around. You know, I don't know if they did it or not, they go to find in Scripture, they didn't even pray about it. You know, I'm amazed at things God did. And you got to pray about serving God. Submitting to God.
Come on.
There's just some things you ain't got to pray about.
That's right.
That's right.
Can I tell you, a lot of times our praying is just an excuse trying to get God to tell us no. But you already know what to do.
Yeah. Well, amen.
Come on. Yes.
Our praying has become an excuse in our life.
Yeah.
Knowing what we're supposed to do. Knowing we ought to be submitted to the king.
Right.
You're right, preacher.
Amen.
Here we are tonight. They was willing to sacrifice their own life, their love, their life, and their liberty. But third of all, I see they never lost sight of the well. They made it. They took the right course. I tell you tonight, we are on the right course. It's been tested, tried, and proven.
Right.
Amen.
I ain't looking for another course. I'm on the right course. Amen. Hey, our redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They didn't change their plans when it got hard.
Nope.
In studying it, I'll confess, I had Daniel to help me. I thought I looked at it wrong. But these men traveled 13 miles to get water for their king. And that's walking.
Right. Come on.
I'm assuming. The Bible didn't say they got on a camel.
Right.
Got on a horse.
Nope.
That's right.
Apparently they walked 13 miles because they loved the king.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't drive from one service to the next.
It's good preaching. Come on.
Well,
prove what you love.
Well.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well.
Their plans didn't change because of a Super Bowl. Their plans didn't change because Johnny was playing ball.
Amen.
Their plans didn't change because Susie got sick and the whole household had to stay home to blow her nose. Amen. Their plans didn't change because the pastor didn't shake my hand.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah.
Come on.
plans didn't change because a preacher preached something I didn't agree with.
Preaching.
Amen. Their plans didn't change. Believe whatever you want to. I believe it's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
To get the king water.
Oh, yeah.
But they loved him more than life their own selves.
Yes, sir.
What I like about it, they brought the cup.
Yes.
I don't think they spilled a drop of it because it was precious to them.
Right.
Because they loved the king.
Yes, sir.
David said, if only one would go and get me a drink of that water. I can imagine as they poured that water into that cup, all they could think about was the king.
Yeah.
Right.
This was the king's desire. All he wanted was water from Jacob's well.
Yep.
Yeah.
David had to speak it out. I can imagine that these men, David began to look around and say, where's those men at?
Right.
No doubt he missed them.
Sure he did.
I'm sure it crossed his mind before he got his water. The Bible says they got David that water. Wish I had another cup. David wouldn't even drink it.
Right.
Because those men was precious to him.
Yep. Right.
As much as them men was precious to David, those men was precious to him. David said, as bad as I want that water to drink, I'll not drink it.
Yeah.
But I'll pour it out with people. Matthew, you realize that didn't cost David nothing?
Come on.
When David got that water, he didn't have to sacrifice his life to get that.
You're right.
He just desired it. God has a desire for us.
Yeah.
We pour it out.
Yes.
That's all he wants.
Amen.
You say, well, I gave you my money. He wants more than your money. Be honest with you, he don't need your money.
Right.
But if he's got you, he's got everything else.
Right. Amen.
Have you ever poured? Have you ever poured your life out unto God?
Yeah.
It didn't cost David nothing. Them men put their lives in jeopardy.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
If you and I, if we're not careful, we'll not put our life in jeopardy for somebody else. These men put their life in jeopardy for somebody else, and with somebody higher than them.
Yep.
Yes.
Why? Because they loved him.
Amen.
All they wanted was water. David said, I'll pour it out to the Lord. As much as it was a sacrifice to them, all David had was a cup of water and he sacrificed it. Yeah, I understand them animals. Sacrifices. But David took that cup
right.
And poured it out.
Yep.
That's right.
You know what he's saying? I'm not even worthy.
Right.
To drink of water. What you men did.
That's right.
Me.
Yes, sir.
Right.
There are a lot of people there saying for us. But we pour it out into the Lord.
Good.
Good to meet you. Last week, a man, and I've heard the testimony, but he mentioned Darlene Rose. You never heard that testimony, Darlene Rose, right here. As a young girl, I remember her story, and what a great testimony she was, but she was sitting in the back of the service on the back pew. We play whatever you want to. During that service, she said, God spoke to her heart and said, she heard the voice of God, Darlene, do you love me?
Yeah.
She said, Lord, I love you. He said, if you go anywhere for me, even if it's in the darkest part of Africa, She said, "Lord, I love you, and I'll love you." Give a reason study her life. Tragedy upon tragedy. Lost her husband, lost her children. Came back to the States, just wanted to talk to her mama. Didn't even know. Hadn't heard from her mama, her folks in years. Somebody did to talk to her, went to the Red Cross. But they heard of her. Said, "There's somebody on the phone who wants to talk to you." And it was her mama. She got to talk. She said, "God, you don't even care where I'm at. I gave everything I have." I'm going to tell you that we didn't give up a whole lot.
Really?
We think because we stomped our tongue and had to lay out on Sunday night, we were suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we ain't got fried chicken and eating steak every service, you know, and ain't got this and we ain't got that. And we're really sacrificing. Hey, I got this for you. Ain't one of us sitting in here sacrificed.
Yeah. Like
the others have. All
right?
You realize tonight we're going to have to stand. Us preachers are going to have to stand beside a darling rose. We're going to have to stand by David Livingston and all these great missionaries around the world. We're going to have to stand beside them.
Yeah.
And they gave
right.
All.
Yeah. Right.
You get it right. We ain't gave nothing. Be honest with you. We ain't even suffered.
Yeah. Right.
Like they suffered.
Right.
I believe tonight we are pouring ourselves out. Poor God. Oh, Colton, I love you. God will speak something to you. I don't know what it is. I ain't trying to call you into nothing. But you got a lady. You got to submit to it. Brother Joe, you got to submit. You young ladies, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to submit.
All right.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
But it's up to you. He submitted it all.
That's right.
He gave it all so we can live.
Amen.
What are you willing to give for him?
Amen.
David poured it all out. All David wanted was a cup of water.
Yes.
That's all he wanted. These three great mighty men got him what he wanted. There's some lost people out there. They want what you got. They don't know, understand it. They don't know how to get it. They see something in you and they want it. And what you need to do is pour it out.
Yes.
We got to pour it out.
Yes.
Unto the Lord. Our Father,
amen.
Pray tonight you bless in this invitation. There might be somebody here that's lost. You know the hearts of men. There might be somebody here tonight that needs to just submit. Submit their life to you. I pray tonight that, Father, you'd have your will and have your way in this invitation, that you speak to every heart. Have your will, and we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. While we stand tonight, altars are open if you need to come. He's still looking for soldiers. Will you enlist into the army of God? He still wants soldiers. Will you submit? While they sing,
be in His will.
All he wants is your life.
Lost
all he
in
wants.
His presence. Found in his likeness. To hear him say, well done, someday. My plans had all been made since God already cast. The world was at my fingertips. I'd arrived at last. But the crime could not be pacified. From a heart about to break inside, Jesus showed himself to me and
you need to come tonight. You come.